I'll be honest, it's at moments like this I'm glad I don't work for the BBC so I can say what I really think. This is an absolutely bonkers and stupid decision and they need to overturn it. It is in major consumer detriment to get rid of consumer focus. I'm a big fan of citizens' advice, but they're good at giving advice. What they're not good at doing is looking at getting involved in crunching what an industry is doing, an actual policy with real powers to study the minutiae of the operations of different companies. No, trading standards are a local-based organisation. The big national scandals, like we've just had with Empower's overcharging 3 years ago, where £70 million has been paid back due to consumer focus, like ISA transfers, is actually something my website initiated, consumer focus took up, and £15 million has come back. We are going to lose that for the sake of £6 million quid a year. That is £85 million alone, and consumer focus has only just got into gear. This is a ridiculous move. It is one quango too far. And while Which does a great job, and Citizens Advice do a great job, I myself have been campaigning on PPI and bank charges and other big issues, to try and rely on the private sector and charities to do something which is taking on the massive institutions of state which have huge power, including billions of £800 billion financial services, hundreds of billion pounds on the utilities, and to suddenly take away the one organisation that had the legal right to put them up to account and ask them questions. I am in despair this morning with this news. It is absolutely, completely erroneous policy in the middle of a terrible financial period to take away the one body that has a publicly funded and legalistic remit to protect consumers. I don't get it. You might tell I don't like it very much.